Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to KYUK. This is Coffee at KYUK. I'm your host, Anna Rose MacArthur, and I'm joined here live in the studio with two very special guests. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Valerie Bew.
And good morning, this is Doug Bew.
Thank you so much for being here, Val and Doug. And we are highlighting K300 volunteers this week and next week here on Coffee at KYUK, longstanding volunteers who have been donating their time and their energy and the expertise they've built up through years of volunteering to make Bethel's biggest annual event happen. And Val and Doug, tell me what you do with the K300.
Well, in the last recent years, I guess the last 4 years or so, we've been in charge of transportation and of teams and mushers from the airport to their place where they're staying, the host family's house, and then making sure that there's vehicles and transportation to get them down to the starting line. And then after the race, they pick people up at the finish line if needed, and then help them get out of town after the banquet and after all the events, the wrap-up. So that's been a lot of fun. And then prior to that, I guess we've been helping out here 8 or 9 years now on this race. We just volunteer and fill in where we can, where they need help, whether it's vehicle and transportation support or building boards or plywood retainers for the dogs in the back of trucks, whatever the K300 needs for help.
Yeah, and I've helped out at headquarters and setting up for the banquet, and I also, I don't know how many years now, I've done the food drop where the mushers come out and drop off their food to be shipped out to the different checkpoints or the two or three checkpoints that they needed.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like in many ways you're in charge of the logistics. I mean, getting dogs airport to house, from house to starting line, from starting line or finish line to house, from house back to airport. That's a lot of getting a lot of dogs in a lot of places. How many people do you have helping you do that?
Oh, boy. The host families, quite a few of them help their mushers. We don't have to worry about some mushers because, again, the host family will help. But other host families don't have the vehicles, and so we have to come up with empty pickup trucks and volunteers to help on that. It can be quite a chore to get people out. Obviously, people have to work during the day, or most people are working during the day, and then sometimes we're picking up mushers at the airlines here late at night. Sometimes we don't get done hauling dogs and equipment until after midnight some night. So it's a lot to ask of people, but surprisingly, people seem to want to help out, and people, I think, enjoy helping out, and it can be a lot of fun. Get to meet some new folks and get some new faces in town.
Yeah, it's pretty social. That's why I do it. I just like visiting with people.
And how many people does it take? So you have the host families, and then it sounds like you need a couple more people sometimes to help out. How many people does it take to make this happen every year?
Oh, I don't know the numbers. It sort of varies from year to year, you know, depending on if the host families can help and if they can't.
Yeah, sometimes I feel it's pretty demanding. I'm trying to make sure everybody's taken care of and nobody falls through the cracks with what their needs are. Obviously, the mushers have to be somewhat responsible for what they need, but they get out here and find that some of their equipment didn't make it on the flight. Somebody has to scramble, or we feel like somebody has to scramble anyway, and try to help them out and make their stay as pleasant as possible and keep them coming back.
Mm-hmm. And how do people get involved? Let's say someone's listening. They say, you know what? I have a truck. I could help transport dogs around town.
I know Paul Basil, the K300 race manager, has been on this program several times already this year. K300 has a web page. K300.org has a web page, and you can contact Paul. The information's there. I think his phone number listed there is 545-3300. There is on the menu page there, you can go ahead and volunteer online if you have that ability. And if you don't know what type of need is there, you can, I think there's a space for comments there to let Paul know that you might not be familiar with what the race involves, but you're happy to help out any way you can. And we surely can find a spot for you to fill in and give us a hand.
Or we'll even take calls if you want to haul dogs. Just give Doug a call. His number is 545-2450.
Did you know?
And I'm happy to take your call. We surely could use some help. And even if you don't have a truck and you want to come along and help haul stuff, we can even use folks there as well.
You've been helping with the K300 for 8 to 9 years. What's kept you coming back year after year?
Oh, we just start to get to know the people. And, you know, this is a big, busy, fun time. Lots of people in town. We have company coming out this year to watch and help with the race. And, you know, when you're down on the river, you just visit with everyone. And when it's really cold, you just knock on a truck door and hop in and visit. It's, for me, it's all the social.
Yeah, it's very social time for me as well. These mushers, I mean, these are international celebrities. Wherever someone can look at Facebook or go online, they can track and follow this race and follow their mushers. And many of these mushers go on to do the Iditarod. They're international names. People follow them from all over the world. So it's fun. And they're usually pretty cordial, really pleasant. Surprisingly, their dogs are all just a hoot. You think these dogs would be one potential brawl after another, but they all seem to be well behaved and well mannered, and it's kind of neat to see that as well. But it's a real social time for us.
Mm-hmm. And what has K300 come to mean to you and this into your time in Bethel?
Well, I think we get to be a part of the community. We get to be active. We get to support or do things. I'm fortunate, I guess, in the sense that I am retired and I have time to give during the day, unlike others that maybe have to work and so forth. But for me, it gives me a little bit more to do, but makes me feel also needed and helpful.
And when you just think about what the K300 brings into the community, you know, okay, the K300 race is the big race, but you look at all of the local races that they support, and it's a huge give back to the community, and it's just nice to be involved with something that does a lot for the community.
And with the local races, local mushers, that money stays in our area, so that's pretty neat when you see folks taking advantage of that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So tell me kind of what your week looks like during K300. The race starts on a Friday. Mushers, of course, are coming in before that. When are they coming in, and what does your week look like?
So things are kind of starting now. We will get on the phone here shortly and start calling folks that have helped us in the past. Primarily, I'm speaking for myself and my needs as far as getting transportation, but start lining folks up, trying to find some new folks, making new contacts. And then dogs and dog teams, again, I guess there's maybe, depends when they can get their flights into town, but probably as early as Tuesday, probably no later than Wednesday, we'll get most of the teams in on Wednesday. And then with the mushers meetings on Thursday, if the mushers aren't here by Thursday morning, I hope they all are. But anyway, so we'll get started here shortly, probably on Tuesday, as far as meeting airplanes and mushers and dogs.
Yeah, and then Wednesday they start setting up the headquarters. I'll go down and see if they need any help with that. Thursday we start with dog drops, and then I run over to the headquarters to help with the mushers meeting. And then Friday, you know, just if there are any errands to be run. And then during the race, one of the things that we've sort of done is try to meet all the mushers. And, you know, so you watch the tracker and you try to guesstimate what time they're coming in, and we set our alarm and wake up and check and see if there's anyone close and run down to try to meet everyone.
Mm-hmm. So you try to be at the finish line for every single musher?
Yeah, a few years we've made it, but the last couple of years we haven't.
Sometimes there's support. Some of those mushers come in pretty late or early in the morning. And
if someone oversleeps.
And in some of the past years, the temperatures have been right down colder than this. And it just, yeah, try to be there, greet them when they come in.
Mm-hmm. And you've met a lot of the mushers just over the years through transporting dogs, through being involved in the race. So does that also give you more motivation to meet the musher? Because you're like, I know this person a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think so. And then just even like the new mushers coming in, they don't have people who know them. And so just to make sure, hey, yeah, good job in finishing and welcome to Bethel type thing.
I'm sure that's nice after hundreds of miles out on the trail to see somebody welcoming you at the finish line.
Yeah, especially, you know, you consider some of the conditions that they're racing in.
Housing is another thing that you are involved with this year. So the Kuskokwim 300 houses the mushers that come into town. By housing the mushers, it means residents in the community say, hey, I have an empty bedroom and a musher can sleep here. I have some yard space. That's where their kennel can go. Tell me about that.
Well, I understand anyway from talking with Paul, the race manager, that K300 is still looking for some host families, somebody who will take, I think there are up maybe four mushers that still need a place to stay. It doesn't require much more than what you mentioned. You know, if the family doesn't have the ability to transport and so forth, if just a warm place to stay, a cup of coffee, maybe a meal. I think the K300 has things like water delivery and so forth to help that host family. Obviously, we all know how valuable water is in this town. So hopefully I have that correct and Paul won't kick me. But anyway,
yeah.
If you just have a room or space available, it would be really appreciated. And a little yard space, obviously, to string out some dogs. And generally, the mushers are, you know, they take care of themselves. They clean up after their dogs, and they clean up after themselves. And when we pick them up to take them to the airport to say adios for the season, they generally, my impression is the yards are are clean, and there's not much there for the host family to worry about. But so anyway.
And it's just a good way. You know, we have some people who've housed the same musher for years, and friendships are formed. Yeah. And so it's a really neat way to get involved and to meet new people.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite part about K300?
I think the busyness for me. It gets really crazy. We'll get done hauling dogs down to the starting line, and depending upon the needs, or even after, you know, they have a great fireworks display, but after the fireworks, if the ice road conditions are great, we may drive up to Tulaksek. Last year we went up by snow machine right before dark. The group there at Tulaksek, the check station at the school, the group there had just an incredible layout of food. It was just like, holy cow. And it's comfortable, so we stopped and visit. The vets were there, and the checkers were there, and again, a lot of food. And then we left 10 o'clock-ish or so, beautiful evening, like it's going to be now. Full moon will be over for the race here, but it'll still be a big, bright moon. And that particular night was crystal clear, and we got back to town by snow machine again, 1 o'clock or so, and it was just a very, very fun, enjoyable evening, and gave us a reason to do that. Otherwise, you know, you just don't go to Tulaksek, per se, to take a ride other than for this event. So anyway, last year was real fun. But we've made trips to Kalskeg for the K300 when flying conditions were poor and they needed vets and people up to Kalskeg. If the ice road's available and you have a vehicle that you trust on the road, that's another enjoyable thing. But then you stay up all night and then you're back to work in the morning chasing dogs. So that's what I like.
Yeah, and I just like visiting.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning, Coffee at KYUK. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. I'm joined this morning by Val and Doug Bew, longtime K300 volunteers. To get involved, check out the K300 website, and you can fill out a form there or call race manager Paul Basil at 545-3300. Thank you and good morning.